7:33:16. We'll take a full look at your forecast coming up here in a little bit. It's Brock and Shaggy.
Shaggy.
The Shaggy dog.
Nice. Zonks.
I seriously, hey Brock. I've never seen your hair this long and your beard this long.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, I haven't shaved since November 1st.
You look like a man.
I've trimmed up a little bit. Down below.
Hairy from the head to the navel, and right. Then nothing.
Clean as a whistle.
And down to the kneecaps, and then
right.
I just keep that mid, like an Oreo. I'm like an Oreo.
Yeah, there you go.
That's weird. Weird way to start the show. Fantastic. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, I want to talk about trends. Mm-hmm. Trends that we have right now, or let's say that started in 2016, 2017, that will look ridiculous 10 years from now. Now, obviously, as we grow, as society changes, we look back at the things that we did 10 years and we're like, what the hell were we thinking?
We didn't know in the 90s that we were going to look back and be like, God,
yeah.
What was I wearing?
The 90s, 80s, we had mullets and now, good Lord. Of course, it's coming full circle again. People, I've seen more and more mullets.
I've seen mullets.
So high school kids.
What do you think it's going to be? We can almost go back to what we were just talking about, this beard that I got.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Perfect example. Like, okay, so our beards... Are the big beards and the high and tight haircuts going to be the new mullets 10 years from now?
Because back in the 90s, I don't think beards and beards weren't big in the 90s.
Beards, mustaches, no. The only thing that was kind of big was like the soul patch.
Yeah.
Like the little flavor saver right there.
flavor saver. God.
Was that too abrasive,
what
Hunter?
What kind of flavor are you talking?
goatees. But I cannot think of like any mainstream person that had a big, bushy beard.
Yeah,
or
a
lot of them. I mean, everybody has
them. Weren't too many Ron Swansons in the 90s.
And the parted, you know, now the big look is guys with that high and tight and the parted.
It's not even parted. It's like shaved into the head.
Yeah. You see people, shaved all the way. Like they actually like take the the trend of straight edge barbers, like shavers. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll be gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe look back. What were we thinking? Uh-huh. What kind of hipster crap is that? See, I like it. Have you ever gotten a straight edge shave?
I don't think so. No.
Oh. It is. It takes a while.
I keep mine straight by myself.
Yeah, yeah. You got to go in because they do the hot towel.
Yeah.
I used to go to a barber that you could drink whiskey while you were getting your your face shaved. And he'd always joke, "Can I have a drink?" I'm like, "No, you're going towards my neck, you psycho." So we want to hear what trends you think will be ridiculous or look ridiculous in 10 years. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Or you can comment on our Facebook. And we'll talk more about this when we come back.
All right.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 7:46:16. Woo! But, there we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. today we are talking about current trends that are going to look ridiculous in 10 years.
Is Affliction still a thing?
No, that died 10 years ago.
Did it?
When it was big.
All right, good. Because if you're wearing an Affliction shirt and you walk around with your chest puffed out, it's time to give it up.
What did I say about your jeans the other day? I said, Hunter, are those Affliction jeans?
Those Affliction jeans. I did. I had some sparkly jeans on the other day. You know what's even worse? Like in the beginning of the year, I wore those golfing.
Because
it was just like, golf courses weren't even open yet. We went.
Yeah.
God, I was made fun of so hard on the golf course.
Yeah, you can't do that around us.
What are those flowers on your jeans? Look at this guy.
What's up, you sissy? Right. What a clown. Look at this clown.
What a clown.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What trends, current trends, will be ridiculous in 10 years, Hunter?
See, it's hard. It's a hard thing to answer because you think what you're wearing right now. Think what are you doing right now? It's cool. It's the coolest.
Yep.
But it's not going to be in 10 years. I know it. And you know what? Maybe the cool thing in 10 years is going to be something we think right now is ridiculous.
Yep.
Like bell-bottom jeans. Would you ever wear bell-bottom jeans if they came back?
Here's the thing is I don't really follow the fashion trends.
You're right. You don't.
Look what I wear, God's sake. I've worn blue jeans and white V-neck T-shirts since I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to be comfortable. So if bell-bottoms came back in, I don't think I could wear super tight jeans anymore.
Yeah.
And of course, boot cut, which was kind of the modern day bell bottom, I wore a lot of for a while. And then I was like, these are way too tight. And my boys are getting choked. I need to, you know, loosen up the jeans. Let's get some regular fit. Let's get some dad jeans in here. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What current trends will look ridiculous in 10 years? WIRX, hello.
How about we see the man bun disappear?
please, God.
No, I'm gonna keep that going, man. I'm going to keep it going. I'm never letting the man bun die.
What a woman.
Yeah. Man buns, I'll be happy to see those go.
Yeah, I don't know. The man bun. It's not even like, it's the grandma bun. That's what it is.
Well, if you got long hair, why are you throwing it up all the time?
Right. Cut it.
You know? Or like that little nub that guys do.
The nub.
Come on. You know, when they just, when their hair isn't that long yet.
Just long enough to put it up.
And they're like, oh, I can finally do it. It's that little nub. It's like, come on. Stop it.
All right.
Stop it.
Go drink your craft beer.
Kelly Smith commented on Facebook. He said, man bun. Zach, my buddy Zach, said, skinny jeans with the cuffs rolled up over the top of those ugly fashion boots.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Zach.
I have done that before, though, unfortunately.
Skinny jeans?
Yeah, because Kiki likes that look, so she got me some really tight jeans and some...
I think some people can possibly pull it off. You're not one of them.
No, shut up.
You shouldn't be wearing
skinny jeans,
bro.
It's because I got these short, stumpy legs. We'll take your calls. More to come. Trends that are going to look ridiculous in 10 years. Stick around.
Come on, Stumpy.
Good morning, 7:56 and 16. Today we're talking about current trends that are going to look ridiculous in a decade. I was just saying, I mean, can you remember any trends from 2007?
Not really.
Off the top of your head?
Yeah. Trying to think.
Trends from...
Like right now, fidget spinners for the kids.
Yeah, fidget spinners, I guarantee we're going to look back and be, what a stupid toy.
Hey,
what a stupid toy.
We had fidget spinners as kids. They're called nunchucks.
Nunchucks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, I was like, wait, what? I don't know why my brain didn't register that. All right. So here, I looked at 21 trends from 2007 that should really make a comeback. Wearing a bra with invisible straps.
Not one I can relate to.
Very low bunches were tied. Like, so low ponytails like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, me neither.
Taking selfies in the mirror with your digital camera. Do you ever do that?
No, but it still happens, doesn't it?
flip phone.
The classic bathroom pic.
Yeah. Using a big old camera.
With a cocked hip and some duck lips going.
You posing, bro?
You posing?
Ed Hardy was big. There was a trend in 2007, Ed Hardy.
That was kind of the same area as the Affliction, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was kind of around then.
Affliction.
Let's see.
God. Did you ever wear anything Affliction?
Did I? No.
You never had
Affliction
shirt? I have
respect for myself.
You didn't walk around the fair with your chest puffed out?
I never did.
What are you looking at my woman, bro? Did you see my shirt? It says Affliction, bro.
I'll fight you, bro.
I will ruin your night.
What the hell? There's nothing here. I don't know. I think the beards and the long hair, the man bun will be big ones. Skinny jeans, I hope they disappear.
Yeah. You know what sucks, too, is it's hard to find regular jeans now.
Yeah.
I got a weird size, so it's hard for me to find a pair of jeans, period, anyway.
That's true. Most places, like, they're either, like, straight, skinny, or extra. It's like, no, I just need a pair of, like, straight leg jeans.
How about that loose fit? Whatever happened to that loose
and
fit?
Dude, carpenter jeans, those are the best.
Are those the one with all the pockets?
That's with the pockets, and you got your little hammer hook that you didn't need because you were wearing them out to the mall.
That wasn't a hammer hook. You know what that was? That was a sword hook, bro. That's where I kept my sword.
Those were big when we were in high school, man. You'd walk around with a little plastic sword in there.
No, nobody messed with me,
I will
bro.
Never forget. All right, you want to talk about trends. I'm gonna tell you all the trends from the early 2000s that are now gone.
Yeah.
I was wearing work boots, you know, so like the tan work boots.
Yeah.
Carpenter jeans with my Nokia phone wedged into that side pocket because it barely fit.
Yeah.
A super tight Abercrombie & Fitch t-shirt and spiked gelled frosted tips hair. All those trends are dead. And I rocked them all at once.
Dude, leave some of the chicks for us, please.
God. Rock 107 WIRX News.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Blammy Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
We got to say a quick birthday shout-out to Tracy Holland.
Tracy Holland.
Happy birthday, Tracy. She is 45 years young.
That's right.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Happy
Should
birthday.
We sing to her?
We could.
Happy birthday to you. No. I also got to give a shout out to Robert and Dan. They are actually listening. They are streaming us in Ohio. They work at Midmark in Versalles.
That's what's up.
Versalles, Ohio. Yeah. Dude, that's far away.
What are their names?
It's Robert and Dan.
Robert and Dan, the only good thing about Ohio.
That's right. The only good thing about Ohio is those two guys right there. So thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. And happy birthday to Tracy Holland.
That's right.
Who's turning 45 right. today.
Dude, you got to look at this.
What?
You got to look at this. So I'm on Reddit, right? Aliens caught on video in Nepal.
Not this again. No. In Nepal. No, they
watch,
weren't.
Just watch.
All right.
Watch this.
Oh, there's a video. I'm sure this will be convincing.
It's a video.
Ooh, look at this video.
This is breaking news.
So, again, it's like in 2 megapixel quality, like all alien videos are.
Yep.
All right. So, there's obviously a CGI'd alien ship inside this. All right. Let's see what's
going on. Watch it, though.
Is that a portal?
It's a portal.
Oh, my God, Hunter. No way. You know what? I am convinced.
It's real.
Because of this amazing video you found on Reddit.
You know why it's so grainy? Is because aliens know you're taking video
of
them.
Is that what it
is? And then what they do is they make the cameras all grainy so you can't really tell. I'm telling you, man. This is breaking news. You're going to see this. You're going to see this on the news tonight.
You know, there's days when I think you're dumb, but you can't be that dumb.
Hey, at least I don't say the earth is flat.
You might as well. For God's sakes.
The real Brock.
You know what?
Real.
Put the joint down and let's focus on the show.
You know what? When they come after you, don't come running for me, yeah, buddy.
Hunter was right.
Don't come running for me. Because you know what?
Yeah, you'll probably be on the spaceship having a drink with your alien buddies.
And I'm going to throw you under the ship.
No. Hey, no, guys. Use the big probe on that guy. No.